Residents from King Cove met with Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar this morning in Washington, D.C. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, they say they're cautiously optimistic the outgoing secretary will allow a land transfer to permit a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge.
The saga has been going on for decades, and Wednesday evening, the dozen or so residents in D.C. were expecting nothing more than a photo op with Secretary Salazar. Thursday morning, they were pleasantly surprised.
We're closer now than we ever have been.
That's Stanley Mack, immediately after his meeting with Secretary Salazar Thursday morning. He's the mayor of the Aleutians East Borough. By his count, he's been fighting for a connector road from King Cove to Cold Bay for 30 years. Mack called the meeting with Salazar excellent. He says he's confident Secretary Salazar will reevaluate a fish and wildlife decision that blocked the land transfer. But it's not certain he'll reverse the decision. Mack says Salazar is a hard negotiator and even harder to read. Della Trumbull says Secretary Salazar needed to hear the human factor, that the environmental review has not taken people's lives into consideration. She's more optimistic now, if for no other reason, the meeting went longer than planned.
We initially had a half-hour meeting, but he did allow us a little over an hour, and I feel that just optimistic, hopefully, that he'll take a closer look at this issue, as he does and has said that he understands it a lot better from us being here.
The state would cede 41,000 acres, and the King Cove Corporation would cede 16,000 more. In exchange, they'd receive a 200-acre easement in the wildlife refuge. That easement would allow for the construction of a 10-mile, one-lane gravel road. The residents say they need it for emergency medical services, that flying in and out of King Cove is too dangerous. That's Tricia Trumbull's point. She's another King Cove resident in D.C. She says weather in the Aleutians can change on a dime, making one flight safe and the next dangerous. She recounts the crash she survived in 2010.
The pilot stated that we were, you know, he was coming in, getting ready for landing, and it was about 60, and all of a sudden we hit an air pocket and it dropped, and then made the whole plane drop, and then he looked at the speedometer and we were going 120. He was lucky enough to bring it up and crash that plane, perfectly landed on the runway, which then it had turned sideways and we went down the runway sideways.
She remembers how close death was.
And then there was fuel shooting out, and if it didn't have a gravel runway, we would have, and it was pavement, any spark could have, I think the plane could have blown up.
The residents would be allowed to use the road for everyday use, but it could not be used for commercial purposes. There would be a cable barrier to prevent people from driving off-road on ATVs to hunt birds. Nicole Whittington Evans is the Alaska Regional Director for the Wilderness Society.
A one-lane gravel road with a speed of 10 to 15, maximum 20 miles per hour on it, from King Cove to Cold Bay will be approximately 35 to 40 miles. It's going to take an hour and a half to 2 hours for a person to drive that road in good weather.
She says the federal government paid for a hovercraft that could take residents from King Cove to Cold Bay in 20 minutes. The borough stopped operating the hovercraft in Cold Bay and moved it to Accutan. Mayor Stanley Mack says the hovercraft cost more than $1 million per year, and it was unsafe in high seas and strong winds.
The 1.2 million hovercraft was just the sporadic operation of the hovercraft. We could not operate it. It was costly and unreliable, totally.
The Department of Interior will not decide the fate of the road before Salazar's 30-day review March 18th. He could resolve the issue before his successor, Sally Jewell, is confirmed. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who supports the road, met with Ms. Jewell Wednesday morning, a normal part of the confirmation process. Senator Murkowski says she did not ask for any assurances on the land transfer.
I want Secretary Salazar to do the right thing, plain and simple. I don't think that he should let this hang over and let he needs to right this wrong that his agency has put forward. And I want him to correct that.
Even though she puts the onus on Secretary Salazar, Ms. Jewell may feel the punishment. If Secretary Salazar does not override the decision before stepping down, Senator Murkowski threatens to hold up the nomination of Ms. Jewell. Parliamentary rules allow any senator to stall any proceedings. Della Trumbull says that even though she's feeling optimistic after the meeting with Secretary Salazar, she's prepared to continue fighting.
We've always maintained, before you make a decision on this, please, please talk to us. And the other point is, we can send a plane load of this large group every week because there are so many stories about why this road is so important.
But they're unlikely to get another meeting with the Interior Secretary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.